Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, a conversation with the historian Sean McMeekin, whose book Stalin's War contains Worlds Within Worlds, a new history of World War II. In this detail, Sean McMeekin identifies when it is that Stalin signaled to Berlin, to Hitler, that he was ready to cooperate. The cooperation, of course, was the driver for the launch of the Second World War and the catastrophe of Europe in the 1930s and 40s. The signal was a speech that Stalin gave in early May 1939. This context is that Stalin was signaling to Hitler that he was anti-Semitic, that he didn't trust the Jews. Hence, he had fired Litvinov, his very good foreign minister for many years, who was Jewish, and hired Molotov. May 3rd, 1939, he uses an image that tells Hitler it's time to cooperate. And as Sean explains, Hitler moved immediately, recognized immediately. This is all in the understanding that Stalin regarded the Second World War as not something to fight to defeat the Germans, but something to allow him to drive the capitalist states, Germany, England, France, America, against each other, so that he could sweep in and gobble up the ruins. We know that he gobbled up half of Europe, the ruins, in 1945. Here's Sean McMeekin explaining the moment that Hitler was able to discern that Stalin was coming over to his side. More of this later tonight.
And he had come to seem the face of, you might say, the more respectable Soviet foreign policy image. That is, that the Soviets were anti-fascist because of the Popular Front. They were devoted opponents of Hitler and so on. And there's no reason to doubt that Litvinov himself likely felt that way. He was, after all, Jewish. However, he had already quietly been demoted even before May 3rd, 1939. He had been demoted basically from his prior responsibilities in charge of the European desk. So effectively, he wasn't really running Stalin's foreign policy in Europe anymore. And the Soviets had already begun dropping quiet hints through back channels and theoretical journals and so on about a possible partition of Poland. The Soviets did not really recognize Poland's eastern borders. This dated back to the Soviet-Polish War of 1920 and Stalin's general antipathy to Poland, Poles, and really most of what they stood for. And there had already been a couple of other hints even before May 3rd, 1939.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.